may go through.
最近跟大家分享的一些的经文，都是大家很熟悉的啊。
Recently, I shared the passage from the Bible. Are the ones that you are very familiar with?
上次讲到这个大使命啊，讲到马太福音28章，大家很多人都能背了啊。
Last time we talk about Matthew 28, the Great Commission. I know many of you can memorize it.
今天跟大家分享的这段经文呢，好多弟兄姐妹最近刚刚查经的时候查过以弗所书的。
Many of you guys read the Bible with our schedule. You have read this Ephesians.
3年前我们在讲台上就是讲以弗所书。
3 years ago, we talk about Ephesians.
我们一段一段的哈，一句不落的跟大家分享整本以弗所书的信息。
We have read verse by verse throughout the whole book.
那今天我们要分享这个以弗所书第4章哈，这段经文我们在这里也讲过。
Today we're going to share Ephesians 4. We have talked about before.
所以大家可能问为什么？为什么反复的要讲这些很熟悉的经文
？You may ask why once again we bring this passage.
从今年年初开始哈，我就在为这件事情祷告，在为这件事情思考，就是我们 MGC 前面的方向是什么
？From beginning of this year, I have been in prayer. What's our future for this church?
所以当我走到加州去参加这个神学课程的时候，去台湾、去大陆上祷告山祷告的时候，这件事情呢一直存在我的心中。
As I went to California for the class and went to Taiwan and went to overseas to visit the ministries, this thing weighed heavy in my heart.
感谢主哈，这个 MGC 我们的教会哈已经走过了七年的道路。
We give thanks to the Lord that our church already went through 7 years.
在这七年当中，我们经历了神丰丰富富的恩典，也经历了不少的挑战。
We have went through many of received many of His blessings and also faced many challenges.
如今神把我们带到这个时间点上，我们要问 What is next? 我们下一步要做什么？
As He bring us to the point of this time, we may ponder what's next.
今后七年，今后比七年更长的时间，我们当如何忠心地回应上帝对我们的呼召呢
？What's the next 7 years or beyond? How do we respond to His calling?
所以上一篇的信息，我就是跟大家分享，神给我们的呼召很清楚，就是大使命哦。
Last message I give is.Very clear, God gave us the Great Commission.
再清楚不过了。耶稣走之前，连着5次哦，4本福音书的结尾，4次，再加上使徒行传的开始，连着5次都在讲同样一件事情。这就是神给我们的呼召啊。
Before Jesus ascend to heaven, He gave us 5 times in 4 Gospels and Acts, told us about this Great Commission.
而且上一次我们看这个马太福音的时候，很清楚这个大使命到底是什么？不光是去哦，不光是传福音呢。
As last time we read in Matthew's, not only we have to go and preach the gospel.
我们要使万民做主的门徒。
We'll make disciples of all nations.
信耶稣、传福音、信耶稣只是开始啊，我们从这开始要不断的成长，成为跟随耶稣基督的门徒。
Receive Christ as the Savior is only the beginning. We ought to establish Christian to become His disciples.
要受洗，要进入教会，要读圣经，要祷告，要学习成为成熟的基督徒。
To go through baptism, join the church, and study the Bible and grow, become mature Christian.
但是我们又一读这个以弗所书。保罗从监狱里面写的这封信，他费了这么大的劲，要写一封信，从监狱里面要送到以弗所教会，而且当地的许多教会都要读这本书啊。但他讲的话，确实要建造教会。
As Paul wrote this letter in hardship in prison and gave to the Ephesians, many churches will read it. But he talked about this established churches.
却没有提大使命。
He didn't mention Great Commission.
难道保罗忘记了？神托付给他，托付给教会的使命吗
？Is it because he forgot that God command?
显然不是。
Apparently not.
保罗他说我一辈子没有违背从天上来给我的呼召。
And Paul said, in all my life, I never disobeyed the calling of
他为了做主忠心的使徒，完成神交托给他的使命啊，不光是在他老家传福音大树，又跑到安提阿，又跑到小亚细亚，最后跑到欧洲，他甚至希望跑到最远的西班牙啊，去传福音，去建教会，去传扬耶稣基督的名。
He has followed his great command from his hometown to Asian Minor, to the point to Europe.
他就是为了传福音的缘故，被关在罗马的监牢里面。
Because of he preached the gospel, he was put in prison in
而
Rome.
且他至死忠心，就是他死的时候，就是因为他信耶稣基督、传耶稣基督的缘故。
Then he was crucified because of his belief.
但是打开以弗所书，哈，他花了这么多的心血，仔仔细细的写的这本以弗所书的中心，却是要建教会。
As he spent lots of the time wrote this letter, and the purpose is to establish church.
第一章就告诉我们，这个基督是教会的头，教会是基督的身体。
The first verse tell us that Jesus is the head of the church.
第二章讲说教会是神的居所。
The second chapter talk about church is the dwelling place of God.
所以一路讲下来，每一章都是围绕着教会在讲，我们怎么在地上建立一个合神心意的教会。
Throughout, you can see how we establish a church that pleasing to our Lord.
所以我们就要问一个问题：到底神给我们的呼召是大使命呢，还是建教会呢
？So we may wonder, what is the God called us to for the Great Commission or to establish churches?
所以，当我们想明白这个问题以后，我们才能够专心的哈，来回应神给我们的那个呼召。
After we truly understand this question, then we can follow His calling.
所以，盼望这些熟悉的经文啊，我们能够把它连接起来。耶稣基督所发布的大使命，以及耶稣基督所选召的这个门徒使徒保罗忠心的服事，把这些事情能够串在一起哈，让我们明白上帝对我们教会的心意是什么。
As we read on, we can understand from the Great Commission to establish church and throughout, and God wants us to build His people.
我们先看今天我们读的经文哈，以弗所书。
Let's take a closer look at the scripture from today.
今天这段经文哈，围绕着教会呢，他就讲哈，这个为什么要建造教会呀？如何建造教会呀？我们建的教会是一个什么样的教会？讲得非常的清楚。
Today's scripture is surrounded by why we need to build the church and how and what to do.
我们一个一个来看哈，先看为什么我们要建造教会。
First, we look at why we need to establish church.
因为这就是神给我们的呼召。
This is the calling from God.
你看四章第一节，他说：“我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。”
Verse 1 says, As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
保罗说：“我是为主被囚的。”
Paul said, I was in prison because of the Lord.
我是基督的使徒，神亲自拣选我做外邦人的使徒，我没有违背神的呼召，我忠心到什么地方呢？即使把我放在监牢里，我也没有放弃神给我的托付。
He said, I faithfully follow God's command to call to be the apostles for Gentiles, even in prison.
所以当他说我是为主被囚的时候，讲出他的那个忠心的服事的见证。
As he said, he was in prison for the Lord. It's a living testimony.
同时他说我为主被囚这个意思还有更深的一层的意思，就是我是耶稣基督的囚犯。
There's a deeper meaning is he's a prisoner of the Lord.
作为囚犯来讲，他没有自己的自由。
As a prisoner, you have no freedom of your own.
作为耶稣基督的囚犯，他保罗他不能想讲什么就讲什么。
As a prisoner of the Lord, he cannot speak freely of his own.
想做什么就做什么。
Do whatever he wants.
他所做的事情就是这个主让他去做、让他去说的事情。
He has to do whatever the Lord asks him to do.
所以接下来他要讲的话不是他自己的意思，是作为耶稣基督的囚犯、耶稣基督的使徒，是主让他所讲的话。
So the following passage is because what the Lord asked him to say.
所以你就知道下面要讲的话是很重要的话。
So you may know that is very important.
他要讲这句话之前，他先加重他讲话的那个语气和分量。
He add the importance to what he is about.
他完全可以用使徒的那个权柄说，我命令你们这样去做。
He can use his apostle's position to say, "I order you to do."
但他却说，我为主被囚的来劝你们，劝你们来这样去做。
But instead, he said, "I'm a prisoner of the Lord."
我特地找了一下，从4章的第1节到16节，我就问这个 AI， 我说这里面有没有一个命令式？
So I asked the AI to summarize from verse 1 to 16. Is there a command here?
他的答案说，整篇没有一个真正的命令式。
The answer is no.
用的都是一种爱心的一种的劝勉，一种在神的爱和恩典的基础上对教会的一种的呼召，一种的感召。
It's a calling and an urging in love.
他用他自己服侍的榜样、服侍的那种的看见、服侍的那种的智慧，从神而来的启示来劝我们呢，让我们从心里面不是为了完成这个任务，为了这个遵行好像一种的旨意、遵行一种命令去行，而是真正发自内心的，你能够体会到上帝的心肠，而去心甘情愿的去做下面要去做的事情。
He used his own example to urge us, to encourage us in love.
劝我们做什么呢？既然蒙召，两次提到这个召呼召哈，行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称。What
he called us to do? There's two places mentioned calling. It said you have to live a life worthy of the calling you received.
所以相称这个词，你就想一个天平啊，两面是平的啊，两面重量是一致的啊，这叫相称这个词的意思。
The words worthy of, you can imagine, is a scale that both sides are balanced.
一边放着神给我们的呼召是恩典呢，是神把一切的这个恩典借着这个呼召都给我们。One
side plays the calling of God.
相应的，我们就要让我们的行事为人跟我们所蒙的这个恩是相称的。The
other side is our actions have to be equal.
这幅图画所写的，一边。 天平的一边摆着我们所蒙的恩召。So
one side on the scale is the calling you receive from God.
另外一边呢是摆着我们如何回应哈，我们领受了这个恩召，也相信了，也接受了。那我们的行事为人呢，当如何这个跟这个东西平衡呢？The
other side is how we behave, how we live our life have to be balanced with the calling.
这就是哈，这个整个以弗所书哈，前3章就给我们解释，我们到底蒙了什么样的呼召，蒙了什么样的恩典。That's
exactly the book of Ephesians. The first 3 chapters told us what kind of calling we receive.
然后后面3章4到6章就给我们解释哈，我们当如何回应，如何回应神给我们这个呼召。The
next 3 chapters tell us how do we respond to the calling.
那前3章到底给我们解释什么是我们所蒙的呼召呢
？The first three chapters tell us what is the calling.
前3章一章一章讲下来，就是说我们成为教会。If
we go one by one, chapter is we become the church.
大家还记着以弗所书第1章一开篇就讲说，我们从天上领受了这个各样的属灵的福气，对不对？
First, it starts with we receive all kinds of blessing from heaven.
全本圣经最长的一句话就是以弗所书第1章第3节到第14节，整个十几节的经就是一句话。Throughout
the longest sentence is from Ephesians chapter 1.
一口气数算了我们在神里面所蒙的那个恩典。In
one sentence, conclude all the mercy and grace we receive.
在创世之前就被选召了，被神拣选我们啊，然后成为教会，宝血洁净，然后这个啊，能够知道神的智慧等等等等，一路的讲下来。We
called before the creation, then we cleansed by Him. We carry His mission.
但你看第1章的最后一句话，落到哪里？落到说教会，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满。
Then the final sentence in chapter 1 it says, which is his body, the fullness of one who fills all things in every way.
神拣选了我们，救赎了我们，然后把我们当作他的产业，那落到哪里呢？落到教会哈，基督是教会的头，我们成为哈，靠着神的恩典，成为基督的身体，成为教会。
God called us and saved us. In the end, we become His church.
你看第二章，第二章就讲说我们个人是怎么得救，本乎恩，因着信。
The second chapter tells how we individually get saved. It's from His grace and mercy and through faith.
但神救的不是我们个人呢，神是把外邦人、犹太人、所有各个民族的人都放在一起，成为一个身体啊。
God not only just save one individual, He saved the Jewish people and saved the Gentile, put them together into one body.
他不仅把神与人之间那个拦阻、那个阻隔挪去，也是把人与人之间的阻隔、外邦人、犹太人之间的那个拦阻，把它除掉，成为一体，然后带到耶稣基督的面，带到上帝的面前，成为一个身体。
Not only He removed the hindrance between God and people, also removed the hindrance between races.
这是第二章的最后两句话，各房靠他联络的合适，因为耶稣基督是房角石，然后那个使徒啊、先知是那个教会的根基，然后各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他重被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。什么是圣殿？什么是圣灵所居住的所在？就是教会吗？
So this is the second chapter concluding the last two verses. Through him, the whole structure is held together and grow into a temple secret in the Lord. In him, you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
第三章，保罗花很多的时间讲说我是怎么蒙召的，我是怎么服侍的，我以前是什么样的人，现在是什么样的人。最后他为以弗所的教会来祷告，然后最后一句话说，但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿门。
And the third chapter, he through his personal experience, he talked about how he was saved, how he became apostle, and concluding the last sentence: To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.
所以总结一下前三章那个重点就是保罗在给我们解释神呼召我们在做什么。
So let's summarize the last three chapters is how he called us to do what.
所以四章一开篇第一节他就说我们既然蒙了呼召成为了教会，我们就应该怎么样参与到建造教会当中，我们的行事为人参与建造教会是跟我们的呼召成为教会是相匹配的，是相称的。
So start the beginning of chapter 4, now we are called to be a churchWe have to take action worthy the calling.
用一句话来讲神给我们的呼召，照着以弗所书来讲，保罗的领受的启示就是神呼召我们成为教会，并参与怎么样建造教会。
In summary, this is the final. God called us to be the church and to participate in build up the church.
前三章告诉我们成为基督的身体，成为神的居所，成为神展示他智慧的地方。
So the first three chapters tell us become the body of Christ, become God's dwelling place, and manifest God's wisdom.
这个很重要，弟兄姐妹，我们要知道我们尊贵的身份。
We have to know that how precious we become.
世上只有一个基督的身体，就是我们。
Only one body for Christ, that's we are.
神借着圣灵只居住在一个地方，就是在他的教会里面。
God only dwells in one place through Holy Spirit. It's in the church.
只有一个地方，上帝选择的今天现今，借着教会来让天上地下的所有的人，所有的灵界的存在势力都见证什么？神的智慧。
Throughout the churches, God manifests His wisdom. It's through the church.
接下来我们就要回应神的恩典，所以第四章他就讲说我们是基督的身体，继续讲，而且说我们是基督里新造的人，我们要脱去旧人，穿上新人，不断的更新我们的生命。
Then the chapter 4 it tells us we are a new person, we have to get rid of the old self, become a new man in Christ.
前三章让我们看到说神是在建造教会，圣灵内住在教会，基督作为教会的头，天父是从始至终贯穿于教会当中的那一位，圣父、圣子、圣灵都在参与建造教会。
The first three chapters tells God created the church through the dwelling of the Holy Spirit. He dwelt with us.
但是建造教会又不仅仅是神的事情，而且是你我的事情。
So it's not only is God's mission, it's also our mission.
第四章开始就告诉我们怎么去回应神的呼召，来跟神一起来同工，来建造这个属于基督的身体。到第五章又告诉我们，世上有一个基督的心腹啊，不是别的，就是教会。
So chapter 4 of tell us, not only we are new men in Christ, we have to build the church, and additionally, we are the bride for Christ.
第六章大家都印象很深刻哈，那个穿上神所赐的全副的军装，怎么去跟仇敌抵挡仇敌，而且能够站立得稳，成就一切，那是神国中的一个战士的形象，就是教会。
So on the chapter 6, you're going to read later, is put the full armor of God ready for war.
所以神给我们这样一个很清楚的呼召啊，成为教会，参与到教会的工作。我们都不是旁观者，我们是参与者。
So God clearly showed us we are not just an audience, we are in the action.
三个工人在那儿抬石头啊，建造一个教堂，大教堂。
Three workers are building the cathedrals.
有一个人过来就问第一个人说：“哎，你在干什么
？”So one person come to ask one worker, "So what are you doing?"
他说：“我在搬石头。
”He said, "I'm carrying the stone."
然后他又问第二个人工人，他说：“哎，你在做什么
？”He asked the second worker, "So what are you doing?"
他说：“我在赚钱养家。
”The second one said, "I'm trying to make money support my family."
他又问第三个人说：“你在做什么
？”Then He asked the third worker, "What are you doing?"
这个人眼睛抬起来望天，他说：“我在建造一个雄伟的教堂，是一个敬拜上帝的大教堂。
”The third worker looked up to the heaven, said, "I'm building a magnificent cathedral to worship God."
这三个人做的同样的事情，但是他们三个人却拥有不同的眼光。
The three of them are doing the same thing, but they have different visions.
今天弟兄姐妹来到教会当中，可能有人会觉得说我没有做什么，我只不过是帮着搬搬桌子、搬搬椅子而已。
Perhaps today you come, you feel like you didn't do anything, you just have set up chairs.
有人会觉得说，哦，我只是参加了一次献诗而已。
Some may say, I just joined the worship once.
有人会觉得说我只是帮着预备一次的午餐而已。
Or some may say, "I'm just help prepare to serve the lunch."
可能有人觉得说，我只是陪着一群小孩子在读圣经而已。
Or some may say, "I'm just helping the kids to read the Bible."
但是当我们做这些事情的时候，我们要有不同的眼光。虽然是小小的事情，但是我们是在建立基督的身体。
If you change a different perspective, different view, you will know you are building the body of Christ.
弟兄姐妹，不要只是来参加教会的聚会，而是大家都要成为这个教会身体中的一部分。
We're not only just come to participate the church, but rather we become the part of the church and body of Christ.
哪怕你是星期天的早晨早来一个小时，帮忙摆摆椅子。
Maybe even as little as come an hour early to set up the church.The church, cheers.
哪怕你是把一个星期六的下午的时间拿出来，来参加一次诗班献诗的练习。
Maybe just half day and Saturday to participate the choir practice.
哪怕是你在帮忙预备午餐，陪小孩子们读圣经，这些事情都是在建造基督的身体的一部分。
As minute as serving the lunch, read the Bible to children, we are all.Building the body of Christ.
好，保罗接下来就讲，告诉我们怎么去建造这个教会呢
？Then continue, Paul teach us how to build the church.
这一部分他就讲了两个关键的重点。
He mentioned two important points.
第一个就是合一。
The first one have unity.
在合一中建造。
Build the body in unity.
教会在合一中一起成长。
Grow in unity.
这个合一是身体的本质的特征。
This is the unity making the church one body.
一个健康的身体一定是合一的身体。
The healthy body must be a united body.
如果一个身体不合一的话，这一部分跟那一部分相对，那一部分攻击另外一部分，那这个身体就有病了。
If the one part of the body attack the other, then will bring sickness to the body.
所以我们要竭力的保守圣灵所赐的合而为一的心。
So we must strive to work together in unity.
这件事情不是自然而然产生的。
This does not happen naturally.
我们要凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐。
We must be humble and gentle and be patient.
要用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络。
And bear one another and through the bonding of peace.
要竭力的保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
So make every effort to have unity.
他一口气列了七个一。一个身体，一灵，一指望，一主，一信，一喜，一神。
Continue, he mentioned the seven ones: one body, one spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God.
注意这个顺序，他没有把一神放在第一位，而是把身体放在第一位。
Pay attention to the sequence. He didn't put God in the first; he put body in the first.
他说一的时候，就如身体只有一个。
Just as if body only one.
大家知道哈，他在讲这个一的时候，在强调那个教会的那个真理。
As he mentioned this one body, he talked about the truth regarding church.
身体只有一个。
Only has one body.
虽然身体上有不同的器官、不同的肢体。
A body have different parts.
但是这些肢体是彼此相通、彼此连接、彼此配合的。
The body are connected. The parts are connected together.To coordinate in harmony.
一个人的眼睛可以很健康。
One's eye can be very healthy.
心脏都很强壮。
And heart can be very healthy.
肺也没有问题。
And no problem with the lung.
但是如果血液停止循环、停止流动的话，再健康的器官也没有用哈，这个身人就会死亡。
But if the blood stops circulating, giving the nutrients, all organ will die.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为人的这个生命不是只是存在一个一个的器官里面
，because the life is not in the part of the each one organs，
而是存在这个身体当中，这些器官必须要连接在一起。
It's in connection of all organs in one body。
教会也是如此
，such as is our church，
不是每个人单独的去追求自己的属灵。
It's not one.Person particular to seek the spiritual growth.
是的，我们每一个人都要成长，都要追求更多的认识主。
Yes, indeed, each one of us must grow in spirit.
但教会的健康是在大家彼此连接的上面。
But the health of a church is through all parts connected.
可以彼此的连接的合适，互相的相助，彼此的供应，互相的分享，这就是百节各按各职的那个意思。
So as we support and supply each part, that's make the body healthy.
身体是有生命的。
The body has life.
生命是要成长的。
Life must grow.
所以我们教会不是一个组织啊，而是一个以基督为元首为头的一个有生命的一个身体在成长的身体。
So our church is not just an organization, but is through the head of our Lord.The whole body is a living organism.
而且左手和右手，手和脚，跟眼睛跟大脑一起配合，为着同一个目标去做事情。
So hand and feet and eye and head all have to act in unity.
各有不同，但是呢，朝着同一个目标。
All have different functions, but have same purpose.
所以这就是保罗在这里讲的，除了合一之外，第二个重要的原则就是呢。我们个人有个人不同的恩赐，把中间这个要消掉。虽然有不同的恩赐，但是呢，我们是朝着同一个方向去做事的人。
So this is what Paul was mentioned. Even though we have different gift and talent, but we have one purpose.
每个人都有恩赐，每个人的恩赐都是从主那里来的。
We all have gift, and the gift come from God.
那主给我们每个人恩赐的原因。是为了建造教会。
The reason God gave us the gift is to establish our church.
而且讲到恩赐的时候很重要啊，你到了第十一节，他说他所赐的有使徒、有先知等等，他讲的不是一个一个的恩赐，而是一个一个的人。
When he mentioned on the verse 11 about the apostles and prophet, he didn't talk about each gift, talk about individual person.
当我们在思想如何使用我们的时间呢？
金钱呢，能力和恩赐来建造的时候，我们首先想到我们这个人。
When we try to utilize the gift God gave us, our time, our resources, first we think about ourselves as a human being.
当我们说我们要使用我们的恩赐，奉献我们的时间、金钱来建造教会的时候，我们先要思想我们这个人。
As we wanted to spend our resources and gift, we first have to think about ourselves.
耶稣基督降到地上，道成肉身，钉上十字架，救赎我们。然后升天的时候，掳掠仇敌，掳掠的不光是那些恩赐，而是我们这个人。
As God born on this earth and sacrificed His life on earth, ascended to heaven, He saved not only the gift but is us.
耶稣拯救了保罗，让这个保罗曾经是被魔鬼所辖制、被魔鬼所使用的这个人，全然被救赎，被成为耶稣基督的门徒，也成为耶稣基督的使徒。
God changed Paul, who was captured by the devil. Not only He saved him, become.And also changed him, have him become an apostle.
所以保罗很明白，他奉献给神，为神所使用的不光是他的口才，不光是他的这种的理性的这种思维的能力，他被神所使用的，首先的是他这个人。
Paul truly understand that God didn't save him for his eloquent speech. And for his logic mind, but God's
你的恩赐不比别的人的恩赐更大，但是你的恩赐，你这个人是神在神的肢体当中无法被人取代的。
Even though your gift may be small compared to others, but the individual you is irreplaceable.
所以保罗在他的这个以弗所书里面告诉我们哈，每个人都要连接在这个身体上面，这个身体一起来成长。
So all the individual of us connect to the body, and the whole body grow together.
所以个人灵命的成长成熟是不能够离开教会的。
Each individual spiritual growth cannot be apart from church.
神给我们这个恩典和恩赐，这个翻不动哈。
The gift God gave us.
每个人都有恩赐，而且恩赐各有不同啊。所有的恩赐都是来自于基督。那基督给我们恩赐呢，是为了参与到建造这个教会的里面。
We all have gifts, and each gift are different, and all gifts come from God, and all the gifts are used to build the church.
好，保罗要回答第三个问题哈，不仅是为什么要建教会，如何建教会，而且我们要建造什么样的教会呢？
Not only Paul answer why and how, now he answers what kind of a church we're building.
读下来很清楚哈，整个这一段的讲述，圣父、圣子、圣灵都参与在其中，但是那个中心点是以基督、是以圣子为中心的。
Throughout, you can see the center is the Son, Jesus Christ.
基督是教会的元首。
Jesus is the head of the church.
基督掳掠了仇敌哈，把各样的恩赐掳来以后呢，赐给教会。
Jesus gave the gift from, take away from the enemy, gave to the church.
是基督在教会里面设立有使徒、有先知、有传福音的、有牧师和教师。
Jesus established the ministry of the office in church.
全部的肢体都是靠着基督联络的合适，因为这个头供应这个教会一切所需要的。
And Jesus supplied the life to the whole body.
那基督又是我们成熟的目标，我们要长大成人，成为什么呢？成为满有基督长成的身量。
And Jesus is the standard of maturity.
他是启示的中心，我们要认识基督，认识耶稣基督的，才能够认识啊，这个让我们长大成人。
Jesus is the truth, a body of the truth.
最后，我们建立的是基督的身体。
And the last, if we're building the body of Christ, is our church.
所以，一个合神心意的教会是以基督为中心的教会。
A church that pleases to God is treat Christ as the center of the church.
所以在 第四章以弗所书里面就告诉我们，这些基督徒不光是得救，而且怎么能够成长成熟。
So in chapter 4, not only Christian get receive salvation, but also told us how to mature.
神借着福音重生了我们，把我们放进教会，但是在教会里面做什么呢？让我们不断的成长，不断的成熟，更加的认识基督，让我们长大成人。
Through the gospel, Jesus saved us and placed us in church and helped us to mature and grow, be more like Him.
所以这样我们就明白了，原来建造教会跟完成大使命不是两件事哦，它本来就是同一件事。So
now we understand the Great Commission and build the church are not two separate things. They're not mutually exclusive.
耶稣呼召我们说，你们要去传福音，去带人信主，使人成为耶稣基督的门徒。
Jesus called us to go preach the gospel and make disciples.
好，人一旦相信，人一旦成为基督徒以后，不是孤单，不是摆在那里一个人在那里成熟成长，而是把它放在教会里面。Then
once they become a believer, they are not isolated in the island, but place them in church.
什么是教会？什么是真正的教会？就是一群门徒聚在一起。So
what is a true church? It's a group of disciples gathered together.
然后进入教会做什么？
And what do they do once they become church?
在我们参与建造教会的过程当中，我们发挥我们的恩赐、我们的能力，然后在这个过程当中，我们建造别人，也彼此建造。建造别人的时候，我们自己也在成熟成长。As
we utilize the gift God gave to us, we not only build others, we also grow ourselves.
在这个过程当中，我们更加认识基督，更加认识真理。
So through this process, we know Him more, and we know the truth even better.
在这个过程当中，圣灵在我们的教会当中，在我们的生命当中不断的结出生命的果子来，让我们品格改变，成熟成长。Through
this process, the Holy Spirit uses the fruit of the Spirit to help us to grow to yield fruit.
就是在教会当中，有人 负责诗歌敬拜，有人负责午餐服侍，有人负责儿童事工，大家发挥从神而来的各自的恩赐，让我们能够更加的成长起来。Through
the church, some lead worship, some take care of the children, some serve lunch. Through this together, we grow and mature together.
而且在教会里面很重要一个要学习的，就是跟如何跟肢体配搭联络。One
important thing is how to work with others.
眼睛不能说不需要手，手不能说不需要脚，哈，这个神给我们这些不同的恩典恩赐，不是用来比较的，是用来建造的。As
the eye cannot say I do not need you to the hand, we are have give different gift. It's not to compare with each other, but to work in unison.
当在这教会里面大家都一起成长的时候，成熟的基督徒又怎么样？又被差派出去完成，新的这个使命。
So as we collectively grow and mature together, we'll be sent out to accomplish the Great Commission.
所以我们建造教会的目标是什么？
So what is the purpose of established church?
大使命告诉我们说，使万民做主的门徒。
The Great Commission told us to making disciples of all nations.
保罗借着以弗所书告诉我们要建立成熟的门徒，要通过教会的建立建造来建造成熟的门徒。
Paul in Ephesians tells us to make mature disciples.
教会的存在是为什么？就是为了造就门徒。The
purpose of church to establish is to establish disciples.
教会怎么来完成这个使命？通过教会成熟的建造。
How do we accomplish this mission? Is to mature our church.
所以，建造一个什么样的教会？目标就是一个能够完成、承担大使命的教会，能够成就神心意的教会。
So the final goal is a church that fulfills God's great commission.
所以大使命和建立教会本来就是一件事儿。
So great commission and established church is one thing.
教会把人带入教会，成为信徒，成为门徒，成为同工，不是一个终点。
Bring people to church, become a members, and worship together is not the final destination.
教会不是完成，不是成就大使命的终点，而是完成大使命当中不可缺少的一个环节。
Church is not the end to the mean, but is the mean for a greater end.
门徒，基督徒不应该成为教会的消费者，而是成为教会的参与者以及建造者。
So we as members not just a consumer, but we are a builder.
福音把人造就成为信徒、门徒，成为教会。教会又培养成熟的基督徒，再去差派他们出去，继续不断的成就这个大使命。这样的话，神的这个心意才能够一代一代一代的传承下去。
So the gospel bring people to church, and a church establish mature Christian and send out as disciples. This is the perfect cycle of our life.
这就是神所设计的那个生命的一个循环。
This is the life cycle that God designed.
也应该是一个健康的教会，一个成长的一个模式。
It's also the model a healthy church grow.
所以盼望哈。我们能够明白神心意之后呢，回应神的心意。
So now we know His heart. Now we can respond to Him.
把这些熟悉的经文放在一起哈，我们可以得出这样的结论。
As we put this familiar scripture together, we can conclude.
建造教会的呼召就是为了完成大使命的呼召。
The church is built up to fulfill the Great Commission.
我们怎么能够做到？是因为天上地下所有掌权的那一位差派了我们。
How do we accomplish this? Because the God who had power over heaven and earth sent us.
那十一个使徒为什么能够搅动天下，使天下发生改变，使各地的教会能够建立起来？因为神应许与他们同在。
So the 11 apostles, how can they stir the movement, establish church? Because God is with them.
今天也是，我们在成就大使命的过程当中，不是依靠我们的人多人少能力的强弱，而是依靠神的恩典。他对我们有这样的恩召，他已经把一切的恩典都供应给我们了。
So as today, we do not rely on how many members we have, how much power we have, but through God who calling us and establish us.
建造教会的方式就通过个人使用各样的恩赐神给的，在合一中来建造这个教会。
So the method is through each individual using the various gifts God given to build up in unity.
我们的目标就是成为荣耀神并且能够完成大使命的基督的身体。
So the goal is to become the body of Christ and glorify God and can fulfill the Great Commission.
我们每个人都成为基督的门徒。
All of us become the disciples of Jesus.
也帮助每一个来到我们教会的弟兄姐妹，走上这条一生跟随主的门徒的道路。
We also help the believers that come to our church to walk this journey all lifelong, follow Christ.
所以接下来从九月份开始哈，我们在全教会要推动这个门徒训练。
Starting September, we'll start courses on build disciples.
门徒训练不是一个课程啊。
Building disciple is not just a class.
它是我们教会的核心的使命。
This is the mission, our united mission.
有些弟兄姐妹讲说，哎呀，我刚刚信主啊，受洗还不到一年，是不是门徒训练是给高级基督徒预备的啊？
Some may say, I'm just a new Christian. Maybe discipleship is for a more elderly or a more mature Christian.
不是的哈，神的心意是让我们一旦信主，就要走上这一条成为门徒的道路。
Not so is God's heart. Once we become a believer, we start walking this journey, become disciples.
有些弟兄姐妹可能在想，我已经信主好多年了，还要上这种门徒训练。
Some seasoned believers may say, "We've become Christian many years. Do I need to take this class?"
保罗说：“我们要渐渐的成长，长成基督的身量。不是以为得着了，而是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。”
Paul said, "Even though we become a Christian, we get forget what's behind and run for the goal."
无论我们信主10年、20年、30年。 几十年啊，神只要留我们在地上一天，我们的生命还没有真正的完整完全，我们还有一个标杆要向着直跑。No
matter you have become Christian 10, 20, 30 years, as long as God preserve your life on earth, your growth and your life has not complete.
所以这次门徒训练，我们就是帮助大家哈，做一个全面性的，我们做一个评估，对于我们目前的生命。 我们跟随主的这个道路啊，走到哪里了？我们处于哪一个阶段？那我下一步应该怎样去更多的去成长，合神心意？So
this discipleship course is to get a full evaluation. Where is your life is, your growth is? So God will lead you to the next step.
帮助每一位弟兄姐妹能够更加的认识基督。So
help each one of us to know Him more.
帮助每个弟兄姐妹都能够发掘、发现自己的恩赐。To
help each one of you to discover the gift God gave you.
提供给大家在教会中的机会来服侍别人。To
provide the opportunity to serve one another.
而且让我们能够成长为能够帮助别人啊，使这个门徒倍增的这样的门徒。So
we become the disciples that become a multiplier.
当神在我们的教会当中兴起这样的事工的时候，你愿不愿意也来站在其中
？When God rises up us to start this kind of a ministry, are you willing to stand in it？
所以几个问题哈，提给大家来思考。So
I give you a couple questions to ponder.
第一个，我只是来参加教会的聚会，还是来参与教会的建造？
Am I just come to participate, to come to the consume the church, or I'm coming to build the church?
我目前的生命是在成长吗？
Is my life growing right now or stagnant?
还是有一点停滞不前？
Or we are stagnant right now?
我可以被称为基督的门徒吗？
Can I be called a disciple of Jesus?
我知道我下一步生命成长的方向在哪里吗？
Do I know my directions of my growth?
我是不是真的清楚神给我的恩赐是什么？我有没有好好的使用？
Do I truly know the gift God gave to me? Am I utilize it fully?
我们还可以再问一个问题：我有没有正在帮助别人，帮助我的弟兄姐妹一起来成为主的门徒？
Another question is, am I helping my brother and sister to grow together, become mature disciples?
盼望以后我们见主面的时候，
I hope that someday we see him face to face.
我们教会不只是告诉主说我们都有哪些的聚会，哪些的活动，
that we do not just tell him how much activity we have,
而是我们可以跟主讲说，在我们的教会当中有多少 走向成熟成长的门徒。But
rather we tell him how many maturing disciples we have in our church.
我们不光可以跟人讲说，在我们的教会当中有多少忠心的同工在忠心的服侍你。Not
only we can to brag how many faithful workers we have in church.
盼望我们能够跟神交账说，在我们当中有多少忠心的门徒，也产生了许许多多更多的
That we hope that one day we can say how many faithful disciples that are discipling others.
邀请大家啊，借着 MGC 这样一个教会， 我们一起来成为耶稣基督的门徒。
We invite every one of us through this church. We invite all of you become disciple of Christ.
根基已经打好了，我们不需要重立根基。耶稣基督就是我们的根基。
The foundation has been set. Jesus is our foundation.
但在这个同样的根基上，我们当如何用我们最宝贵的时间、最宝贵的金钱、从神而来的最宝贵的恩赐？用金银宝石的那个代价，在上面好好的建造。
So from this foundation, are we willing to use our time, our money, our gift, and pay the price to build the church?
盼望我们都能够明白神的这个心意，给我们的呼召，也能够凭着信心去回应主给我们这样的呼召。
May you truly understand His heart and His calling.And respond in love in your heart.
我们唱这首回应的诗歌，教会唯一的根基。
Let's sing this response sign, the only foundation of our church.